Episode number 83 of Backquote. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Ray Hall. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about PackPNG.com. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. If you have ever played Minecraft Java Edition, you will probably recognize this image if you haven't done so yet. It features grassy hills, trees, a beach and a waterfront and is one of the most iconic images in Minecraft history. If you let the player explore the world you are conquering, you will find this PNG that has been described as the most iconic image in Minecraft history. This search for a world seed package PNG was triggered by an American Minecraft fan who made a post about the world seed package for Minecraft Java Edition. Each world has its own unique seed, and a seed is basically what is used to create or create a new world. This is the default image that is shown in the Minecraft World Server Select, each world with its own seed. Since there is an almost infinite number of worlds, it is a task of astronomical proportions to find a particular world with a lot of information. Nevertheless, in July the community managed to find the title of a world, but not the name of the world itself. Internet users have discovered that it is possible to work out the seeds of the world by means of images alone. Looking at the clouds in relation to the blocks, it is possible that the approximate position of the Minecraft worlds is on an axis. This, together with the fact that the water structure looks like a given orientation, reduces the area required for the search for potential worlds considerably. Instead, the developers used the computing sharing platform BOINC to search the entire seed space to get a better idea of the number of potential worlds and their location. The plan was to convert potential seed pieces into potential world seeds, and the search for potential piece seeds has been ongoing since June this year. With randomly generated Minecraft worlds, a person could check a seed for a few days or even weeks at a time, but there was not enough time to make a proper announcement, so we started a program that checked if the height and terrain reproduction of the pack, PNGs, matched. The alarm went off, which was a bit chaotic, as we were desperate to unveil the seeds as soon as possible. In fact, the last 5 seeds were preyed by packing PNG seeds, and there was not enough space in the seed room now to make the right announcements in time. Additionally, the user Nirami was responsible for the computer that processed the final seeds with BOINC brute force search, as well as a few other tasks. Salazar has confirmed that what we have discovered is genuine and it is an exciting time for all of us. Visit our Patreon page to keep up with everything we do, and maybe even be there or help us. One of our findings is that we have added a Minecraft pack PNG screen to the game, but to get the exact foliage in the original pack, we need to create a world out of Minecraft Alpha 1.2. Minecraft players around the world have been playing with what they stare at for decades. Since the original image is only 128 by 128 pixels in size, Minecraft fans have been working on recreating the block of images, after block, to enlarge it, and eventually there was some success. The larger image helped us figure out where to place the blocks, but as follows, the focus of this image was the clouds and waterfall textures, which helped narrow our search. Sal C1 began investigating the origin of this pack of PNGs in the early 2020s and found that it was taken from a much older version of the game, around the same time as the original image. This image was included as a feature in the texture package choice screen, but it was only necessary in snapshot 12W23A. Minecraft has added official support for texture packs, to be precise, in the alpha versions 1.2 and 2.0, which were released on November 10, 2010. This is the version of the game it has added, and as long as the TXTs of the game exist, they are recognized. If you put a texture package in an open folder, Minecraft will close Minecraft so you don't have to reopen it. Open the folder and click on Open Texture Package Folder in the upper right corner of the Minecraft window, under the Open Texture Package tab. If the main menu looks the same after selecting a package, this means that the package does not work and you have to reselect it. It has been in the game for almost 10 years and no one knows where it came from or what seeds it bred. It is still present in one way or another, but the seeds are still present in many other places, for example on the internet or in other games. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ray and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.